ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सेजेस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र।
न अग्नि न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोर जलम खम श्वसनो अथ वा मनः उपासिता भेद कृत हरन्ते अगम विपश्चिता गिनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाग्निर्न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोजलम खम श्वसनोत वान मनः उपासिता भेद कृतो हरन्त्यगम विपश्चितो गिनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाग्निर्न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोजलम कम श्वसनोत वान मनः उपासिता भेद कृतो हरन्त्यगम विपश्चितो गिनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाग्नि न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोजलम खम श्वसनोत वान मना उपासिता भेद कृतो हरन्त्यगम विपश्चितो विनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाभूजलं कं श्वसनो तत्मना उपासिता भेद कृतो अरन्त्यगम विपश्चितो विनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाग्नि न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोजलं कं श्वसनोत वान्मकः उपासिता भेद कृतो हरन्त्यगम विपश्चितो गिनन्ति मुहूर्त सेवया। नाग्नि न सूर्यो न च चंद्र तारका न भोजलं कं मनोत मान्मनः ఉపాసితాభేదకృతారంత్యకం విపశ్చితో కినంతి ముహూర్త సేవయా.
మాతాజీ,
నాగ్నేన సూర్యో నచ చంద్ర తారక నాభోచలం కం శ్వశనోత వాన్మఖాన్ ఉపాసితా భేదకృతో హరంత్యగం విపశ్చితో గినంతి ముహూర్తస్సే.
న నాట్ అగ్ని ఫైర్. న నాట్ సూర్య ద సన్. న నాట్ చ అండ్ చంద్ర ద మూన్. తారక అండ్ స్టార్స్. న నాట్ భూ ఎర్త్ జలం వాటర్. ఖం ఈథర్ శ్వసన బ్రెత్. అత ఆర్ వా స్పీచ్ మన అండ్ ద మైండ్. ఉపాసిత వర్షిప్డ్. భేద differences between himself and other living beings. Kritaha, of one who creates. Haranti, they take away. Agham, the sins. Vipashchita, wise men. Ginanti, destroy. Muhurta, for a span of minutes. Sevaya, by service.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: neither the demigods controlling fire, the sun, the moon and the stars, nor those in charge of earth, water, ether, air, speech and mind actually remove the sins of their worshippers who continue to see in terms of dualities. But wise sages destroy one's sins when respectfully served for even a few moments. Purport: an immature devotee of the Supreme Lord may accept only the deity of the Lord as divine and see everything else as material, even the Lord's confidential servants. Nonetheless, because he recognizes Lord Vishnu's supreme position, such a devotee is better situated than materialistic worshippers of the demigods, and he thus deserves a great degree of respect. Association with advanced sages, either directly or by hearing their instructions, is recommended in his verse for one who wishes to advance beyond the lowest stages of devotional life. A neophyte devotee may be free from the more obvious sins of violence against innocent creatures and against his own body and mind. But until he becomes very advanced on the devotional path, he must always contend with the subtler contaminations of false pride, disrespect towards respectable Vaishnavas, and lack of compassion for suffering creatures. The best remedy for these symptoms of immaturity is to hear from and honor pure Vaishnavas and to assist them in working to deliver the fallen conditioned souls.
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగరు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగరోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాత సహగణారఘునాథాన్వితాం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం श्री राधा कृष्णा पादा सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमा ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्णा प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण सो दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स द पर्पट हाईलाइट्स वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट एस्पेक्ट्स इन द कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस दैट इज सर्विस टू द वैष्णवास हियरिंग एंड सर्विंग द डिसिपल्स श्रील प्रभुपाद मेंशन्स हियर दैट Unless one is very advanced in devotional path, he must always contend with the subtle contention of false pride, disrespect towards desperate Vaishnavas, lack of compassion for suffering creatures. And the best remedy for these symptoms is to hear from and honor pure Vaishnavas and to assist them in working to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So the service is glorified here. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his भजन ही मेंशंस कृष्णा से तुम्हारा कृष्णा दिते पारो तुम्हारा शक्ति आचे आमी तो कंगाल कृष्णा कृष्णा बोले धाये तव पाचे पाचे कृष्णा इज योर्स कृष्णा से तुम्हारा कृष्णा दिते पारो ओनली यू कैन गिव कृष्णा तुम्हारा शक्ति आते दैट्स योर पावर आमी तो कंगाल कृष्णा कृष्णा बोले आई एम पुअर कृष्णा कृष्णा बोले धाये तव पाचे पाचे ओनली अ डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा कैन गिव यू कृष्णा or give you an opportunity to perform devotional service. You cannot get it directly. And it's only by service to a Vaishnava then you get. That's the power of association of Vaishnavas actually. Today is Ashadi Ekadashi and today is a day when there are thousands of devotees of Lord Vitthal are there in Pandharpur to offer their services. And the service doesn't start on this day. It starts many days before. They are called as Varkaris. Varkaris means they are the ones who are the Varis who walk. And they start their walk about 3 weeks before. It says that on the 8th or 9th day of the waning moon of the Jyeshtha month, they start walking and they reach 1 day before. That is, you know, yesterday. And then all throughout when they walk, they are only singing the glories of Lord Vitthal
They sing nice bhajans, abhangas, and they are not concerned about their personal comforts. So much of hardship is there walking also, but then they find that bliss in that service. It's a matter of reciprocation towards the Lord. And when they come here, thousands, lakhs, it seems, lakhs and lakhs of devotees, they assemble today, and then they don't even get darshan. They just come there, they offer obeisances from outside, and many of them even go back also. That's their way of service. The palki, they start from Dehu. One palki starts from Alandi. Palki of Tukaram starts from Dehu. Palki of Sant Nyaneshwar starts from Alandi. And they walk so many kilometers, passing different cities. And apart from that, there are small dindis also, small groups, almost 250 dindis. They also join from different places. And all throughout this sing the glories of the Lord. Nothing else. No mundane talk, just only glorification of the Lord, bhajan, and no going back also. Once they left the house, that means only after they finish their journey, till they reach Pandharpur, they just walk, sing the glories, and then they go back. That's their devotion, that's their service to the Lord. And today's the day. It's said that great personalities, great saintly personalities come and take bath in the Chandrabhaga River. And after take bath in Chandrabhaga River, then they come and take darshan on the day of Ashadi Ekadashi. And said that the demigods, they come the next day. On the Dwadashi day, they just come and take bath. Such a potent place. You know? So this is the glory where we find that the devotees are just not considering their personal comforts. They are there only to serve, express their gratitude to the Lord, remembering the duties of the Lord. Why? Because Pandharpur would not have existed if there was no Pundalik. Pundalik was a great devotee of the Lord, because of whom Lord Vitthal is standing there. If it is not him, because of him, probably none of us would have had this particular dham called as Pandharpur. So, devotees also glorify the Lord. Also glorify the Lord's devotees. Because you cannot glorify the Lord without the Lord's devotees also. So it seems appropriate that I would like to talk about this particular great personality today. And let us learn as to what is it that is in him for which he is glorified. And what is it that because of him that the Lord actually is present there as Lord Vitthala. No? So I would like to just share some things which I have understood from the scriptures and which I have understood from hearing from the great Vaishnavas from our movement. It is said that Pundalik in his previous life was Muchukunda. As you all know that Muchukunda actually assisted the demigods in Satyuga to fight against the demons. And it was a long fight. And the fight was such that he was not in a position to even get time to sleep. So after the battle was won, so he was asked a boon, what boon you want? Just like somebody's tired after maybe Janmashtami, 2 days, 3 days of hectic activity, then you just want to sleep. You know, just don't want anything else. You don't even prasad also. So something like that happened to Muchukunda when he was asked, what boon you would like to have? He said, just let me just sleep. And I would like to sleep as long as I want, and if anybody disturbs me, let me be given a boon that I can burn him to ashes by my just glance of him. So he was given that boon and he was sleeping in the cave. And then in Dwapar, Krishna, as you all know, in the pages of Krishna book we hear, how Krishna was fighting Jarasandha 17 times and then at one point of time, Kalyavan came to attack Krishna. And when suddenly Krishna, when he was fighting Kalyavan, he just left everything and started walking. It's like, you know, like you are there in the battle to fight against the enemy and then suddenly you just leave everything and start walking. So Kalyavan was surprised. Why is he doing like that? Krishna just left everything, started walking backwards. So Kalyavan started going after him. He said, stop, stop, fight with me. And he was trying to catch Krishna, but somehow the other was not able to, because Krishna was walking, and every time Kalyavan would always be some few steps away from Krishna. And then Krishna entered into this cave where Muchukunda was sleeping. And Krishna put his chadar on his body and then hid somewhere inside. When Kalyavan came inside, he thought that person who is sleeping is Krishna. And he started abusing Krishna, calling him a coward and, you know, giving all bad names, and then started kicking, thinking him to be the Lord. And then Muchukunda opened his eyes, he became disturbed, and then he opened his eyes, he just saw this person, Kalyavan, and burnt him to ashes. And after he burnt him to ashes, he completely cooled down, and then Krishna appeared in front of him. He had such a nice darshan of Krishna, and then there so many verses glorifying him. Muchukunda is glorifying the Lord. And there he makes a request that I want to have a darshan. He said, Krishna mentioned that in the age of Kali Yuga, you'll again appear, and that's the time when I'll come and give you my darshan. And that personality is Pundalik. But he said that Pundalik, when he was born, he was not a very obedient son, or maybe had all the bad qualities. Parents wish that probably when he grows up, he will obtain those good qualities. But never happened. When he grew up, he started harassing his parents so much. Parents were devotees. Harassing and harassing. After getting married also, he just, with his wife, tortured more and more. So being frustrated with that, the parents decided to go to Kashi. So when they decided to go to Kashi, they left. He wanted to harass them over there also on the way. So he and his, you know, wife, they started moving, and they started following the parents. And at a place when they were tired, they just saw a hermitage. That was the hermitage of Kukuta Muni, and wanted to rest there for some time. Kukudumani, being a sage of lot of siddhis, he could understand what this kind of a person he is. But in spite of that, he just allowed him to stay there, and he said that in the middle of the night, he saw some beautiful ladies, not beautiful, they were not beautiful at them, but three ladies entering the hermitage of Kukutumuni, taking some broom and sweeping the hermitage of Kukutumuni. And as he was sweeping, he was seeing that the body was getting transformed into very beautiful personalities. He was shocked. First he thought probably, you know, he is seeing in a dream. But the next night, again the same thing happened. And that time he approached those personalities. He says, who are you? And how is it that your form completely transformed like this? That you're ugly and now you look very beautiful. He said, we are the celestial waters, the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. He said, we are waters where people come, they just leave behind all the sins into our waters, and then we come here and we just serve this particular person. And by serving, our body gets transformed, become pure, and again we go back. And again we come here, and again we go back. He was shocked to hear this. And then this told him that, but you are such a person that even though your parents are devotees, you are not serving them. For this you will go to hell forever, for eternity. And you will get severe reactions for this. And at that time Pundalik realizes, actually. Pundalik understands that what sort of person, things that he was committing, what crime or what sins he is accumulating just because of these particular actions. And the next day he approaches Kukutumuni, and he begs forgiveness from him for all the deeds that he had done. And then Kukutumuni says, now you go back, take your parents and serve. So this is that lesson that we learn from Pundalik's heart, that how association with a devotee of the Lord transforms heart. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. That because of Pundalik's association with Kukutmuni and his association with these personalities, And observing them, what they are doing, by that his heart got transformed. We also see in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Bilwamangala Thakur, you know, he was doing all sorts of nasty things. He was engaged in all sorts of sinful activities. And he was regularly going to this prostitute Chintamani. So much so that when there was a storm pouring very heavily, still he crossed across because he wanted to associate with Chintamani. So much difficulty he had to endure just to get her or take her association. He could not realize that the thing was hanging was not a rope but a snake. But thinking it to be a snake, he was just jumping, climbing up on the floor just to go inside her room and have her association. But when Chintamani said, "Oh, you came in this place at such a time, I wish the same endeavor if you had done for obtaining Lord, how much benefit would have been for you." And as soon as he heard this, it just stuck him. And the next moment he just left and, you know, started serving the devotees. So that's the power of association of a Vaishnava. That when you are coming in contact with Vaishnava, hearing from them, or maybe just observing the person do something, services, or serving that person, your heart becomes transformed. That's the first lesson that we learn from this particular event. And then what happens? Pundalik realizes that he goes back and starts serving his parents. He realizes mistake and it transforms his heart so much that he fully dedicates himself in serving his aged parents. He just gives them water, presses their feet, you know, cooks for them, feeds them, does all menial services that one would do, and without any motivation, just serving without even concern about his own health, Pundalika was serving him. And it is said that when you serve a devotee, the benefits which you get in serving a devotee is much more than actually the devotee who is being served. You know, when you serve someone, what benefits you get? Of course, we don't serve because we want to get some benefit, but if you serve without any motivation, then what happens is that the benefits you get is much more than the person who is actually being served. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the story of, hear the story of Devahuti. Devahuti was a princess. She was a daughter of Swayambhu Manu. And she was so beautiful that, you know, even the demigods, when they were flying their airplanes, when they would see her, they would just completely become unconscious and fall down from the airplanes. That's how beautiful she was. But Devahuti's father wanted her to get married. To whom? Swayambhu Manu realized that if I have to see the benefit of my daughter, if I want to see that she has to go back to the spiritual world and take shelter of the Lord, then the only thing I can do is that get married to someone who is a Vaishnava. So he thought of Kardama Muni. And Kardama Muni, who was he? He was a person who did not have any place to stay. He was staying in a village in the forest, maybe under a tree, no shelter at all. Swayambhu Manu went there and offered his daughter to Kardama Muni. And after she got married, she didn't have anything, no house, no shelter. A moment before or day before, she had all the facilities. But the next moment, no facilities at all. And as far as Kardama Muni is concerned, he would always be in meditation for hours, sometimes days. And she would not know when he will come out of his trance from his meditation. But she never complained. She was serving Kardama Muni whatever way she can to please him. And what benefit she got? When Kardama Muni realized, he just gave her back her beauty and he blessed her with a son who was none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is one place where Kardama Muni, you know, is meditating for days and days and days for obtaining the lotus feet of the Lord. And here we find Devahuti serving the husband and getting the benefit what? That is getting a son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, the benefit you get is much more. And that's the beauty of service. When you serve a Vaishnava, when the Vaishnavas is served and pleased, then they bestow with their unlimited blessings. And the blessings cannot be compared with the mundane things of this material world. You know, blessings can be in the form of empowerment in your services, knowledge, whatever. But when you serve a Vaishnava, that you get blessings. You get actually the association of the Lord also. Raghunathas Goswami served Nityanand Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas in Paniyati. A wonderful Dahi Chida festival was made. And then Nityanand Prabhu said, very soon you will get the association of Lord Chaitanya. And Raghunathas Goswami was there at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, serving, of course in the mood of servant or servant. He was serving Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was serving Lord Chaitanya. So it is said that, you know, when you serve someone, then you get more benefit. In the case of Pundalik, what happened? Served the parents, and then Lord Vitthal came there. Lord Krishna, he was in Dwarka. And it is said that when Krishna was in Dwarka, he actually was with Rukmini in Dwarka. Rukmini, for some time, she went out to get some milk. It is mentioned like that. And at that moment, Srimati Radharani appeared. And Krishna actually took Srimati Radharani inside in his room and was talking for long. And by that time Rukmini came, Rukmini saw this, and because she saw this, you know, that Krishna is with someone else, she became little depressed and went from that place and came to this place, which is also called as Dindiravan, this place, and he started performing tapasya here. In the meanwhile, Krishna after some time realized, where is Rukmini? And when he realized that, he just asked the doorkeeper, said, we saw her going from here. So Krishna also started leaving the place, Dwarka, and he came here. It is said that Krishna remembered at that time that I am supposed to meet Pundalik. I have given him that promise that I will be going and meeting him. And Krishna totally forgot about Rukmini, searching for Rukmini. Krishna came here, and Krishna came and he stood at a doorstep of Pundalik's house. Now Krishna came here for whom? Krishna came here for Pundalik. Just like as I was saying, that person who is serving gets more benefit than the person who is being served. Though his parents were devotees, but the parents did not get anything. It's not that Krishna appeared because his parents were devotees, but Krishna appeared because of Pundalik. Pundalik was serving his parents and Krishna wanted to give his darshan to Pundalik. And Krishna stood there and he said, Pundalik, I have come here to serve you, to give you my darshan. But Pundalik was so absorbed in his service, he did not even notice that Lord is standing there. He said, I have not completed my service. And he offered him a brick. And he said, please stand on this brick. And Krishna actually accepted that. And he stood on that brick. And that's how his name became Vitthala, one who is standing on eat or Vitha. It's called as Vithoba also. So here we find that, you know, Krishna is standing on the brick. Now this is the third lesson which we want to learn from here. That the Lord is more eager to serve his devotees also than the devotees. Anything that we can learn. Krishna is ready to stand on that brick. Pundalik, when he saw his darshan, when he took his darshan, no, at that time Lord did not know for how long he has to wait. He just came to give darshan for a moment and go back. But Pundalik made him wait. And he waited for long. And after that, when Pundalik had his darshan, Vitthal told him, I have given my darshan. When Pundalik had his darshan, he was so much overwhelmed by that beauty of the Lord, and he was so grateful for coming and giving him his darshan. He actually prayed. He said, please stay back over here, because if you stay here, you can deliver so many fallen conditioned souls. So many people can come and take darshan of you. By having your darshan, their sins will be absolved, and then they will just take to your service at a lotus feet. And Krishna accepted that. Krishna didn't say, oh, I just came only for this, I'll go back now. I have some other work. Krishna actually accepted the request of his devotee. Because he wanted to reciprocate. That person was serving his devotees so much. Because of that, Krishna wanted to reciprocate to that. And Krishna, when he told him, you stay back, Krishna stayed. And Krishna stayed for so long, Krishna is still staying. And Krishna is waiting there. People are coming in millions over there to dig darshan. And said that the Lord would be so merciful that people would just, you know, would be allowed to, whoever would come would be allowed to take, would touch his feet also. Now they're not allowed, but then till 2 years back they were allowed to touch his feet. And everyone would come, touch his feet and go. Just like somebody would, you know, when you go to Jagannath Puri, they would climb the chariot and they would be allowed to embrace Lord Jagannath. So that way they were allowed to touch his lotus feet. And by being there, so many people come and get an opportunity to serve. That is the beauty of the Lord. Lord always likes to reciprocate with the service of the devotees. We also see in the Shastra also, there's so many, you know, like how Pandharpur is testimony to the fact that of devotion of Pundalik. Similarly, we find that, you know, in Remuna, Kirchur Gopinath is there. It's just a reciprocation towards Madhvendrapuri. Madhvendrapuri was ready to go at that old age on the insistence of Lord Gopal that you go and get sandalwood and, you know, apply sandalwood pulp on my body. Madhvendrapuri did not consider his personal comforts. Or he did not give that service to someone else. Madhvendrapuri personally, immediately on getting this instruction, he left that place. And he didn't know how much time it will take. Normally when we have to leave some place or we want to go somewhere, we want to find out whether our ticket is confirmed or not. Or maybe is it comfortable, is it okay if I have to go by road, whether the roads are good or not. Or I may not go now, I may go later on. We have so many conditions when we have to leave a place and go somewhere. Madhunu just left, walking. He didn't know how much time will take, what problems he'll have to undergo when he's traveling, forests, wild animals, dacoits. He did not know anything. He did not consider any of these things. Ready to serve the Lord. And when he reached Remuna, what happened? He just mentally just thought whether if I can be offered that kheer which is offered Amrita Keli, then probably I can offer the same. If I taste it, I can offer the same to my Gopal. But he was thinking at a time when the offering was going on. So he felt so bad that I was actually thinking of tasting even before the Lord has tasted. And he left that place and he was just, you know, becoming completely morose, depressed, feeling very embarrassed at this particular act of his. And he was staying there in the marketplace, spending the night. But what did Gopinath do? He just stole one pot of kheer and told his pujari in the dream that I have stolen a pot of kheer, you go and give to Madhvendrapuri. So since then, that particular personality is known as Kheer Chor Gopinath. People glorify that Gopinath's deity as Kheer Chor, one who has stolen the kheer for whom? For the Lord. That's the way the Lord reciprocates actually. The Lord is ready to walk down couple of kilometers, miles, just to give witness, just to be a witness to the young Brahmana. That's Sakshi Gopal. He's known as Sakshi Gopal. Why? From Vrindavan, he walked all the way to Vijayanagar. Because a young Brahmin who has been promised to be given his daughter by their older Brahmin in marriage was refused. And this particular promise was given by the older Brahmin to him in front of the Lord. She said, you should come and give witness because you are the person who had heard this. And the Lord was ready to walk all the way. Then we have Tota Gopinath. How the Lord, as you know, Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping Gopinath every day, he had taken a Kshetra Sannyas, that means staying back in Jagannath Puri and serving. So Gopinath would be regularly served by Gadadhar Pandit every day. But after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he became old so fast that he was not able to even, you know, get up also. He was hunchback, he was not able to even stand. And he was having difficulty even doing Sringar of Gopinath. So the same Gopina, just to reciprocate with his service, he just sat down as it is, cross-legged, so that he can serve him. And even now also he is there sitting, just to be testimony to the fact that, you know, the Lord is ready or eager to serve. Lord Krishna is ready to serve, become a charioteer for his devotee Arjun. What can be more menial than this? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Seve Manam. In the spiritual world, the Lakshmis, thousands of Lakshmis are serving Lord Sri Krishna. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Seve Manam. Govinda Madhi Purushantam. And this same personality, he comes and he becomes a chariot driver. And what's the role of a chariot driver? He has to just, you know, take care of the horses, control the horses, and he's been kicked sometimes, or you can say the war, he's kicked. You kick on the right side, then charioteer understands that he has to take the chariot on the right. If he's kicked by the warrior on the left, he has to understand that he has to take the chariot on the left. So many kicks he might have got. Arjuna may have kicked him so many times, but Krishna is ready to take that. Krishna is ready to become a charioteer. When the chariot station one place, Krishna would take care of the horses, you would feed them, you would give them water, feed them grass. At the time of Rajasya sacrifice, Krishna took up a service. What service he took? Of washing the feet of all those Vaishnavas or all those devotees, people who had come at the Rajasya sacrifice. That's the position of the Lord. The Lord is very eager to serve the Vaishnavas. This is what we learn. And the last one, we learn is the culture of serving the elders. Now here we may say that, you know, Pundalik's parents were devotees, and that's why when you serve the devotees, then the Lord becomes very happy. But another important aspect that one can learn from here is culture of serving the elders. Important principle in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also is mentioned that how, you know, if you don't serve the elders, if you don't serve the cows, if you don't serve the children, the women, you know, then the whole society is doomed. It's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first chanter. You know, everything is destroyed. Serving the elders, it's one of the important aspects of Vaishnav culture, you can say. It is said that, you know, we serve. Why we serve? Because they're older by age, number one. Number two, they have a lot of wisdom. We serve them, we get their immense blessings. And especially serving your parents. Here, Pundalik showed by his example, serving the parents. It is said that, you know, like, we sometimes may say that we are devotees. And we may say that, oh, I am chanting Hare Krishna. And I am serving in the temple, I am serving the Vaishnavas. But the same thing is not followed at home, where the elders are there, where the respect is to be given, is not given due respect. Then where is the question of Vaishnavas? We call ourselves Vaishnavas, but we become hypocrites. We just don't follow what we are supposed to do that. Because one thing is that, when you are serving our parents, the very reason that we have got these bodies is because of them. Others, how we are able to serve? We will not be able to serve at all, right? If you have not got his body, how can he serve? Number two is they are maintained for so long. And number three is they are given us a culture. Even to the extent we come to the moment when we take shelter of our guru, but to that extent, whatever samskars or whatever samskars that we have learned is all from the parents only. All from the parents. Like yesterday I was with some devotee, and that devotee is from Singapore. And he was saying that, I went to Singapore because I want to make money. He said, but in that process, I made money, but I lost an opportunity to serve my elders, my parents. My parents asked me, why you are going there? You can stay here. Why are you going for extra money? He said, by going there and making money, what I can buy is maybe mobile, or maybe good house. But then, because of this, I lost an opportunity to serve my parents. an opportunity lost is lost forever because my father is now no more. Now I cannot serve. I am feeling repentant why I could not do that. Because it's a matter of receiving. If you have an opportunity to serve the elders, that's the greatest benediction that you get. An opportunity to serve, especially a mother or father who has given you this body, who has given you, and that's actually the main culture, the culture of society. If you don't do that, if you don't serve the elders, in what way you are going to preach to others that you are supposed to be good to? We say that we are supposed to be good to aunt, we are supposed to be very noble, we are supposed to be very, you know, respectable to other living elders. But why not them? Why not them? You know? And secondly, what happens is when you serve them, you actually set a legacy. You actually set a legacy. Okay, when the others see you how they are serving, then they get think, oh yeah, this is how I am supposed to serve. This is what I am supposed to do. That means you actually set a legacy. Like my youngest daughter, whenever she has to be taught by my wife, my wife would always say, see, you people don't listen when I'm telling you. I would never do like this when my mother would tell me. When my mother would tell me, go to sleep at 9 o'clock, you are never sleeping. We would never say anything again, you know, we would never follow their advice. When they would say, okay, we would advise, we would follow their advice and go to sleep. My mother would say, don't do this, we would not do that. We would follow each and everything and you are not following. And one day my daughter is telling my mother, mother, mummy, whenever you say something to us, you always say, my mother did this, I followed. My mother did all the followed. And I am not following you. So how am I going to tell my children? And what am I going to tell my children? Okay, my mother said and I am not following. My mother said and I am not following. Will I tell this or will I tell something else? So she just thought about it. She said, oh, mother, I think, you know, I should think the other way around. So that's like setting a legacy. You know? Otherwise, we may say that we are devotees, but then if you are not really respectable to seniors, respectable elders, even in the outside world also, you go to a railway train, railways, you say, okay, give place to the varishtas, give place to this, special benefits for this. All these are, but in a personal life, when we see that as a living entity, just to become human, you know, the basic culture of respecting elders, the basic culture of serving the elders, this has to be followed. That's actually the foundation. That's actually the container. Because if you don't have that container of culture, whatever you accept here, or whatever you follow, you may chant, you may do everything, you may say, I am following the four regular principles. But four regular principles is just only to coming to the platform of becoming a human being. But then, if you don't have this particular culture of offering respects, offering services, serving the elders and being grateful for whatever has been given to you. They may be devotees, they may not be devotees, but our purpose or our concern is that I should be giving my service to others. And when this is followed, then the culture of Krishna consciousness comes easily. Otherwise, that container is like a container with a lot of pores in it. You may hold water, but the water will just drain out. Just like we say, walk your talk. You know, whatever you do, first you follow it. And then afterwards, when you preach, then you can preach only by us. Like one person, I would not name the person, but this person is a devotee. And one devotee's mother was in the hospital. And said, let me just see what this person is doing now. I know that he is my master, he is my guru in Krishna consciousness. But now his mother is sick, let me see what he is doing. And when he saw the devotee serving the mother nicely through her last few days, then he realized, yes, now I will not leave this person. Because I know that this person respects, this person worships elders. So now I know this moment is genuine. And now I know that this person is the person whom I should take shelter of. And I'll always follow his instructions. But supposing this fellow would have seen that devotee behaving in a different way, then probably you would have just said, okay, I don't want this. I would not like to serve in this moment. You know? So this is what is one thing that is being taught, that people will not see that, you know, how much you are chanting, you know, how nicely you give a lecture, or probably how much you influence others by your talk. What they see is that they see your behavior. You know, they see your acharan. And if they see your behavior, then they will be impressed. Then they will really take to this process. You know, that's why the first thing what you really have to develop is character. Once the characters are, then afterwards everything else comes, actually. So, this is what I thought I can speak about. It's already 9:15. So, let us pray on this particular day. This is called Ashadi Ekadashi, also called as Shayana Ekadashi. And it's a Ekadashi which is the beginning of the Chaturmasa for many people. They start Chaturmasa from here and they continue till Kartika Ekadashi. Vaishnavas, we start at the Purnima and then we end at next Purnima. And this is the time when the Lord goes to sleep, it seems, and then gets up after 4 months. That's Uthana Ekadashi, that's Kartik month. But the way, or what you can meditate upon on this particular day is that this deity of Lord Vitthala appeared because of Pundarik, who was a great devotee of the Lord. And also meditate on the service attitude of those people, the Varkaris, so-called Varkaris, who travel for 10, 15 days, 20 days, you know, just singing the glories of the Lord, remembering the devotees of the Lord and offering their services without any expectation. Come here, just offer obeisances and they all go back. So many people are there today. Our devotees are serving there also. The medical team is there. They are offering their services, offering any medical services, whatever the devotees, the people over there come. So many are taking advantage of that opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas, which is the most important aspect in our life. Service to Vaishnavas, nothing else. Because only by serving Vaishnavas, that's a shortcut for everything. We get everything when we serve Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Chai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Chai.